Now the brain is a haphazard scatter put together in the scram. Thanks to the lift from evolution.
Hi, I'm Gary Marcus, a professor of psychology at New York University and a student of the human mind. This podcast is about you and about me, and it's about what we can do together to understand the human mind and what we can do to maximize our cognitive potential. A kludge, in case you don't already know, is a clumsy or inelegant solution to a problem. It's something that gets the job done, but not in the best way possible. You can think MacGyver. All you've got is duct tape and 30 seconds to figure out the problem. The human mind is a little bit like that because evolution doesn't really have any time to think about any problem. Evolution has no foresight. It has no hindsight. It just builds stuff. And sometimes that stuff works well, and sometimes it doesn't. A great example of a kludge in the human mind is human memory. It's sort of fast, cheap, and out of control. We can't search our memories like computers can. It's sort of all there, but it's like a big shoebox full of photographs. We don't really know how to get at what we need. Evolution probably made our memory that way because early on, the first creatures that had a memory, it was all about such sort of reflex, and our memories are very good at reflex. If something's in the form of, if this circumstance arises, then do something, that's what our memories are all about. But sometimes we need to do more than that. If we want to, for example, consider a balanced set of data for an argument, our memories aren't really very good for that. Or if we want to know where we put our keys, our memories aren't very good at that either. Our memories are stuck the way they are because evolution is sort of like a runaway train. Once something is set into place, it stays that way. It's very difficult or very improbable, really, for evolution to start over and build something from scratch. And it turns out that our memories basically work in the same way as the memories of snails and the memories of rats and monkeys and so forth. There's this runaway train of organizing memory like shoebox rather than like a computer, and that's a bit difficult for us. One of the things that we want to do on this show is to talk about, well, let's face the facts. Our memories aren't like computer memories. What can we do about it? And I have two guests today, Lily Weigert and Kirsten Sanford from This Week in Science.
Hello.
Hello.
And I wonder what you guys do to cope with the limitations of your memories.
Oh, I have to write things down all the time. I have many notebooks.
I have a Palm Pilot. My problem is sometimes I forget to charge the Palm Pilot, and then I'm in real deep trouble.
That's one of them.
I think I learned when I was really young to use mnemonic devices, starting with learning how to spell words when I was in sixth grade, you know, the word friend to the end. And ever since then, I knew that the I came before the E. And I think so. I've used that technique my whole life.
My favorite is Roy G. Biv for the colors of the spectrum: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. But I never knew the friend to the end one.
Yeah, and I feel like as I've gotten older, I do that automatically with just very personal things. Like if I want to remember a number, if the number is 34, I'll think, okay, when I was 30, this happened, and my nephew's 4, so 34.
So
I make up little songs that are very similar. So it's all sing-songy and rhymey, but it all has a little story that matches.
Some of these tricks are older than the hills, of course, because people have been making songs and poetry going back to the times of Homer. One of the reasons that Shakespeare wrote in iambic pentameter was to help his actors actually remember the line. So we can use clues like how things rhyme to help us remember things better. On this show, what I'd like to do is to have you, the listeners, write in with some of your own tips, and I'll share them with you. And each week we'll talk about a different flaw in the human mind, a different kludge in the human mind. We'll try to together outwit our inner kludge.
I can't wait to learn how to outwit mine.
I have another thought on that. Is I think a lot of times people say, I have trouble remembering something, and maybe it's just because they're lazy. Like people say, oh, I can't remember names. And I used to say that.
Maybe they're not trying.
Well, now what I do is if someone tells me their name, I really listen to it, and I'll think, oh, okay, your name is John, and you remind me of John Lennon or something, and then I will remember that person's name, and all of a sudden I'm good at names.
I think of the say it three times and it's yours, so I try and address the person three times before I leave their company so that I can remember their name later.
Names are so hard because they're arbitrary. Lots of words are easier to remember because there's some etymology behind them, so you can relate one word to another, but names, you can't relate it to anything because anybody could be named anything, and so that's why those tricks are really, really important.
But you notice how some people really look like their names and some people don't, and that's when it gets tricky, is when I'm just thinking, you're not a John.
I met a woman last night named Gary, and that really threw me for a loop, so that's an especially challenging case when you meet somebody of the opposite gender with your name that you thought was, you know, exclusive domain of your gender.
Yeah, so. That's never happened to me.
All right, next time we're going to talk about goals. Why is it hard to achieve our goals? Humans are the only species that can really plan in advance and set long-term goals, and yet so often we set those goals, we make our New Year's resolutions, and then we see the chocolate cake in front of us and we seize the chocolate cake. Why is that, and what can we do about it? Write in with your tips to tips@klugethebook.com. That's K-L-U-G-E. KlugeTheBook.com, tips@KlugeTheBook.com, and look at KlugeTheBook.com for show notes where I'll post some of those tips. And if you want to send email with your own recordings, perhaps you can get on the air. Thank you very much for listening to Outwit Your Inner Kluge.